You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The opening mission in Sanhedrin starts off, Dilimamenes Bishloisha, Gzeiros Achavolos Bishloisha. That a Din Torah and Dilimamenes requires 3 Dayan, unlike the Nefashes that requires 23, and sometimes requires 71. Sometimes you have a Mishpat Bezin that needs 10 different numbers of Bakitinim, and 7 for Kiddush HaKadosh and Yivra Hashanah. Here it's enough with a Bezin of 3. So the Gemara doesn't understand why does it say twice. Dilimamenes Bishloisha. To repeat. So what we finally came to the conclusion last week, Rav is Taich in the Mishnah, that it means two different things. Dini Mamanis Bishloisha is referring to Hedorot V'Havos, peaceful. It means that his Chaydis Midas, the person accepts upon himself an obligation, is it in Torah? I bought an ottoman, and did you overcharge me, whatever. Or I borrowed money, did I pay, did I not pay? Is Chaydis Midas. So that's one kind of a Din Torah. That's official with Shloisha Hedyotis. The 3 Dayonim don't have to have Smidah. Even if the Hegeitis Hegeitis means they learn it, but they don't have sleep. Zeilus Lachavoloi, where it's not a his Chavis Midas that the person accepted upon himself, that already, that's the Torah imposes a Chiyut upon him, that's called a Nuva, a Ksuva Batero, so that already requires Shloisha Smuchim. Moshe Kosovo, this is stated in Parshish Mishpatim, it says Elohim 3 times, and Elohim means that Bezin die in summer, and it says 3 times means that you add it up, so you need a Bezin of Shloisha Smuchim. So the Gemara asked, well, the Manavshah, if you hold that the 3 times Elohim that are written by Gzeiros HaChavolos applies also, it's a Huad Dinami that applies to Hedorot V'Havos, so why is it good enough for Shloisha Hedyotis? You should need Shloisha Smuchim. Elamai, you hold any Rapashias Kasim Khan, the 3 times Elohim that are written by Gzeiros HaChavolos does not apply to Hedorot V'Havos. So you shouldn't even need 3, you should be enough with 1. Just like you don't need smuchim, just like you don't carry over the smuchim, so you shouldn't even require shloisha. So far what the Gemara said was, the first sheet of the Gemara was, min haTorah we say, irat parshis kasuv kan. So the pasuk that's written by Gzeiros HaChavolos even applies the shloisha smuchim really carry over to all cases of Din Mamanis, and even a case of Hedorot V'Havos, min haTorah also needs shloisha smuchim. And the reason why it's sufficient with shloisha hadyotis is a takon of the Rabbanan. Why did they change the din Torah? So the Gemara says, Kadesh Elotin al Dalas Bifnei Lov. If you're going to say that every time there's a din Torah about Halvoy, you have to go put together a Bezna Shloshes Smuchim, so people are going to think, Malon of Alatzarazos, who wants to lend any money? What do I need a headache for? I'm going to lend the money. I'm going to have an ASIC later on to go collect the money. So let me not get involved. So in order to continue to encourage people to continue to lend money, Kadesh Elo Tino Delos Bifnei Lovin, so they made a Takana de Rabbanon, Hefke Bezna, Hefke, they make any Takana they want, so they made a Takana de Rabbanon, that Shloisha Hedyotis is good enough. And the Gemara quotes such a parallel din that Min HaTorah means Drish V'Hakir, and in all Din Mamanis and Min HaRabbanon, they did away with the need for Drish V'Hakir. Fine. That was the first pshat of the Gemara. Then we got up to Gimel Amud Aleph, around 8 lines from the top. Rabbi Ravika disagrees with the first opinion in the Gemara, with Rabbi Abbo. He says, Midyaraisa Chat Amikosh. He holds that you don't learn out the psukim in Parshas Mishpatim that say that you need 3 times Elokim, 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 you need 3 Dayanim Smuchim, that's only by Gzeiros HaChavolos. But Hedorot V'Havos, you don't require Shloisha Smuchim. I wanted to say some Amotzin. Whenever you have a pasuk in a chumash, like we spoke last week, let's say shor, mava, and hever, the beginning of Bava Kama. So the chumash only has bor. If you dig a bor, you make a takon. What if you leave a banana peel? What if you leave avnas and kinim asroi and somebody slips? So the Mishnah says it's all the same. Kayetzba more in the first thing he says the toldos of bor are also. How did the Chazal know that told the same kayetzba? So the Shidim Kovetzer says amamotzino. It's the same thing. Whenever it says something in the chumash, shor, and what if it's not a shor, and what if it's something else? Those are the same thing as shor. Al Nisakin Masai, the laugh, Kirina, the Gemara is also short. It doesn't even have to be a living animal, it's also short. Maman Amazik. And an Aish doesn't have to be Daka fire. If Bahadi the Hazaka, Bahadi the Kazmi Komaski, if something falls down from the roof and it hits somebody and it causes damage while it's flying in the wind, while it's moving, that's also a din of Aish. So whatever it says in the film, Shor, Bor, Mabahever is Labdafka. The Adinim of Toldus is a Mamatzina. Whatever has the same properties as the Yab, even though it's not exactly written, the Chumash has the same halachas as the Yab. So over here also, just because in Parshas Mishpatim, the 3 times Elokim, Elokim, Elokim is only written by Gzeiros HaChavolos, so why do you say that it doesn't apply The Hadas Avos, you can make a Mamatzin. So Leonim, you can do Zach Noyim, because it's different, because Zeris Achavola is a Zachiv that the Torah imposes. So maybe when the Torah imposes Zachiv, you need a Bezin should impose Zachiv. A Bezin of Shlosh Smuchim should declare Ishpani Atachai, Ishpani Atachai. But if it's a Hishchai, Ish Midas, he accepted it upon himself, so maybe there's no need for a Bezin to pass it on him. So Leonim, you can say, that there's no year of Parshas. There's no Mamatzim. You can't point out this, the din that's written by Zeres Achavos does not apply to Hadras Achavos because it's not Daimah B'Daimah. You have to, in order to declare that something is the same, you have to be Medama Nosom Nosom. As a Zeina Daimah. It's not Daimah. This is his Chayvis Midas. That's not. So the only can say like that. Or the Gemara says, Shenema, you have a Pasuk that says the Feirish not to be done a Mamatzim over here. Shteit Betzedek Tishpatam Yisech Aloshin Yochid. It says Beloshin Yochid. Really have Tishpoy? If you have a Bezin of three, so it says Tzedek Tishpatu, Amisecha. If it's talking to the members of the Bezin, so it sounds like it's talking to one person. So you see that Chad Nami Kasha Ice, it can't be talking about the Gzeres Vachavolos, the Gzeres Vachavolos, Yizicha Haftab Shloisha. So it must be that that Pasuk is talking about Hoydoz Vavoyez, that is sufficient Chad Nami Kasha. Okay, so Avach Reidu Rabbi Kohos, the Minatera, it's a difference. The same word, the same Taich in the Mishnah. Didim Amidus Bishloisha goes on Hoydoz Vahavos, and the Mish Loisha had Yoitas. And Zeres Achavalos Bishloisha means Shloisha Smuchim, because that's Zeres Achavalos. The only Machlek is between Avacha Beidu Rabikre. And the earlier Amarim that we had was, how did we come upon this compromise that Hoydoz Vahavos is Shloisha had Yoitas? So the first Amarim, and what we learned until now, until Avacha Beidu Rabikre, they held that Min HaTorah, the Dinim are the same. You need Shlosh Smuchim for Hadoz Vavos also. And it's only a Takana de Rabbanon that we're Mekel, Kadesh Lachel Dels B'Tnei Lom, that we allow Shlosh HaGyotis to be done a case of Hadoz Vavos. Rav Rachmei de Rabika says, no, fakir, you start from the other end. Min HaTorah Chatna Mikosh, Min HaTorah, you don't, by Hadoz Vavos, you don't need three at all. One is good. And the need for three, that itself is only Min de Rabbanon. What's the reason? Alti dan yichidi. Taisa says the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Alti dan yichidi. She dan yichidi ever echad. And Taisa says the reason why alti dan yichidi. She lo yitte. It shouldn't make a mistake. So the need for three is only the rabban. And how do you explain why you don't need smuchim? Didi mamanis b'shloisha hadyotis. That goes on hadras vavos b'shloisha hadyotis. So all the rishonim except for the Rambam that we already discussed 2 weeks ago. All the rishonim except for the Rambam pasuk pshat like this. The pasuk in Mishpatim that says 3 times Nikval Baisal Elohim and so on, Ashi Ashin Elohim, the 3 times Elohim go on Bezin Smuchim, that's only by Kzeles Achavos. By Hadoz Vahavos, you neither need Shloisha, nor do you need Smuchim. One head yet is good. A person who knows the Halacha, look in the Gemara, look in the Choshe Mishpas, he'll be able to pass. So the Chad Nami Kosher is a Chad head yet. Chad, it doesn't have to be a summer. With the Rabbanan, they said, Alti Hidon Yechidi. So they said, you need Shloisha Hadyotis. Shouldn't be sufficient with Chad, you should need, that's the simple reading of the Gemara. Rabach, Rabbi Ravikram, and Midir, I said, by Hodos, well, what is Chad Nami Kosher? A Chad Hadyot is good. You don't even need a Chad, you don't need any smoothing. Because you're not learning out, you're not deriving anything from Zeres Vachavos to Hodos, well, what? Either because it's not Daima B'Daima, because it's different, it's Chad Hadyot. Or because Shinema B'Tzadet Tishpatam Yisach, and Rashi and Tez, the Rishonim have two Pshatim over here. What does it need to pass? The Tzedek Tishpatam Yisecha tells you not to be done the Mamatzin, or I know I'm Ayom not to be done the Mamatzin, because it's not Daimah V'Daimah, so it's not the same. The Tzedek Tishpatam Yisecha Loshin Yerachim. Elos, so why do they require three? So why do they require three by Hadoz, Alvoz, Medirabon, and Alte Hidon Yechidu, Shem Yitte, so that's what the Gemara says. Elam Yishum Yesh Vikrona is the reason why they instituted that you need three, is because of Yesh Vikronas. What is the title of Yesh Vikronas Pasha Pshat? Like when you make the Hadron, so you say, Amoydim Arachna Loch, Shasamta Chakenim Yesh Vibes HaMedish, Lasamta Chakenim Yesh Vikronas. The Yesh Vibes HaMedish are the people interested in learning. The Yesh Vikronas are the people who sit on the corner and they stop waste time. They don't learn. So the Gemara says, the reason why you need three is Mishum Yesh Vikronas. You're going to get a Chad Edyo. So you make Takabiyan Amar. Well, you're going to take his word for it. He says he knows Kashim Mishpat. He says he knows Gimon. Maybe he doesn't know anything. So if you need a Chad Samuch, okay, so Mistama, he has smicha, so Mistama knows. But if you say a Chad Hedyot is good, so he may fall in, he won't know anything. So Mishum Yesh Vekrona is, the people don't know how to learn, so that's why they require you should have Shloisha Hedyotis, so there's no more Hashash Shema Yit. Break the Gemara, and if you have three, Hotabish, Bitlosa, Milo, Havi, Yesh Vekronas, and if you're going to have three plain Balabatim who don't have smicha, you're not going to have Amaratzim, so maybe all three won't know how to learn. So the Gemara says, no, that's highly unlikely. Probably if you're going to have three head yoites, Mistama, one of them will already know how to learn. Either one of those how to learn will be outvoted by the other two Amaratzim. So the Rishayim have a big discussion on that. So we won't get into that. That's a Shaila Aloha Maisa. So the Pashtun says, if he knows how to learn, one of them will know how to learn. He'll already be able to explain to the other two. He'll already be able to show them. Sometimes he can. Sometimes he can talk himself blue and he can explain to the Amaratzim why they're wrong. But we assume, Yevshe Goleis Bukhad Vigam and Mistam Hilichman. Fine. Then Igmar goes on right to the same as before. This is the way most of the Rishonim learn Pshat and Igmar. Then Igmar continues. Drag the Gemara 2 lines later. Ma'ika bein Rovo l'Ravach b'edi Ravika. What's the difference how Loch Alamaisa, when he learned like the first Pshat, that was Rovo, finally polished it off. Rovo, Ravach b'edi Ravika, they learn the same Taich in the Mishnah. Didi Mamad is B'shloisha is one Sif. That's one Mishnah. That goes on Hadoz Mahavoyas, that is sufficient with Shloisha and Yoitis. And Zeus Achavalus B'shloisha means Shloisha Smuchim. The only machlok is between Rava against Rav Acha v'Rav Ika. How did you arrive at that first Mishnah? How did you arrive at that conclusion that Shloisha had Yoitis? So whereas Rava claims that Midaraisa, Irat Parashi is cause of Khan, and the din started off even by verse while verse that you need Shloisha Smuchim, and it's only Midarabonim that they lowered it. They said they were makers, but they loved it, so they said it's enough for Shloisha had Yoitis. Rav Acha v'Rav Ika starts the other direction. He holds that no, Midaraisa had Nami Kasher and Chad Hedyo. So most of the Rishonim accept that the Ramban Chad Hedyot is good. So why did they elevate it? Why were they machmir and Hadoz Valos to require Shlosh Hedyotis? Because of the Hashash. Al Tehidon Yechidi, Shema Yitin. Yishum Yesh Mekronis. You may fall and you'll get a Chad Hedyot that doesn't know anything of Paschal wrong. Ah, you may get all three. Well, no, nah, the Gemara said probably won't happen. Yech Shad Lais Bukhal Diva. So the Gemara said, what's the difference? Halak Al Maise. What's the difference where the din, but he started on top or he started on bottom, what the din with the Raisa was. But Halak Al Maise with the Rabbon, we know the din. So what he started with the Raisa higher, he started with the Raisa lower and he elevated it. Some the Raisa higher, they were Mekel, started with the Raisa lower and they were Machmel. The bottom line, the Maskana is that Shlosha Had Yoitis is needed and sufficient, however you're worded, by her does all of us. The Gemara says, no, Shneimel Anach Kemina. What would be the din of Shnayim Shadonu by her does all of us? But Zelos Achavolos, where it's a din der Raisa that you need Shlosha Smuchim. So it doesn't budge from the spot. You need Shlosha Smuchim, period. If you have Shnei Smuchim Shadonu, it's no good. It's not a good intern. If the Mekabel Pesach is good, but if anybody's not Mekabel Pesach, they can go to another business and say they want to have the din done all over again. But by Hoidor's Mahavoy's, that's the Shaila. If Mideraisa Echad Nami Kosher, and the whole need for Shloisha is only Midirabbanon, Shelo Yitu, Alti Don Yechidi, you pick it up and say, that's probably only Lechatchila. You're not going to say that Midirabbanon, Shnaim Shadonu, is no good. Midirabbanon will be good, Echad Nami Kosher. But if you hold that Midiraisa, you need really Shloisha Smuchim. And Midirabbanon, they will make all that is enough Shloisha Had Yoitis, but the Shloisha they left it on it in Midiraisa. So if you're going to have less than Shloisha, so that's no good for Natara, and there never was a Takana Rabbana to be Makshadah. So Shnaim Shadonah will be no good. So the Gemara says, that's the Nachim, that's the difference. Ma'ika bein Rabbah, the Rabbah, the Rabbah, what's the difference where you started off from? What was it in the Raisa? If Allah or Maisa is Manazes, the same Gemara says, no, the difference is B'diyevit. Ika bein Ayu de Shmuel, the Din of Shmuel. Shnaim Shadonah, Dinayim Din, B'diyevit, the Psak is good. Elisha Nikru, Bez Mechatsu. So that's the difference, Allah or Maisa. The Rava lays late the Shmuel. Rava holds me. There I see each Shlosha Smuchim. So even with the Eved, it's not going to be good if you're just going to have Shnayim. And according to Rav Achavei Ravike, when in Torah, it's really sufficient with Chad Hedyot. So with the Eved, so the Chachili in each Shlosha, I'll tell you don't yichidu shelo yitzuk. But with the Eved, it would be good. Shnayim Shadana would be good. That's the Pasha Pshat Nigman. So we mentioned 2 weeks ago that the Rambam is Pilei Floyd. The Rambam passes like Rav Achavei Ravike. So the Gemara presents that sheet the second, so the Rambam holds Hilchos Kabbasura. The last sheet that is mentioned, the Rambam passes like Rav Achavei Ravike Midaraisa Chad Nami Kosher. And nonetheless, the Rambam writes that we are able to be done Hoidos V'Avos B'Zman Hazeh based on Shlichus Sayu. What does Shlichus Sayu mean? That's the Gemara in Baba Kama and Perak HaChoivo on the end of Gitna and Daf Keches. The Gemara asks that if he needs Smuchim to serve as Dayonim, so how do we have, we don't have any smuchim in Manazah? In Bovel, you can't confer smicha in Bovel. Unless somebody got smicha in Eretz Yisrael, Ishim Tish, at Moshe Rabbeinu, in Bisman HaMoraim, there were still people in Eretz Yisrael that had smicha. In Manazah, nobody has smicha, bona fide smicha in Eretz Yisrael either, so nobody has any smicha in Manazah. So the Gemara asks, in Baba Kamen and Gitna, how are you done? Anything does man azeh? If he really needs Shluchim, so the Gemara says, Shlichus Sayyid, Babdina. We're considered Shluchim of those Shluchim who live in Eretz Yisrael. And then the Rishayim Adan, what about this man azeh? Nobody has any Smichim? So the Rishayim Adan, that we are Shlichus Sayyid, they come, why Abdina? We are considered Shluchim of those Smuchim who lived in the Doris of Rishayim 2,000 years ago, 1,500 years ago. They were Smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. So this man azeh, we are the Shluchim of them. So the Pashto says you only have to come out to Shlichus Sayyid if Minatari really needs Smuchim, and with the Rabbanim Yemekel that you can do without Smuchim. So by Hoidoes Mahavoyes, once the Raman Paschus like Rabach, Abed the Ravike, that Chad Nami Kosh means Chad Hedyon. You don't need a Summa, Chad Hedyon is good. So what does the Raman write that the ability that we have today to be done Hoidoes Mahavoyes with Hedyoitis is based on Shlichus Sayyid? What do you need Shlichus Sayyid for? That's what the Kesem Mishnah quotes a Kasha from the Ramah. What in the Shlichus Sayyid? Then the Rambam makes another Peladika statement. The Rambam writes, by Hodois Mahavois, Shnaim Shedonu, Ein Dine, Ein Dine. I feel that the Yagad is no good. That's against the Gemara. So again, the Kesem Mishnah, these are two different Rambams. What in the beginning of Hilchos Sanhedrin? So what do you mean, I feel that the Yagad, Ein Dine, Ein Dine? The Gemara says that depends on the Machlokes of Rabach, Abed, the Rabike, and Rabbe. So the Rambam passes like Rav Racha Bei the Ravike. Then the Raisa Chad Nami Kosher. So the Chad can be a Hedyot. He doesn't have to have Smicha at all. Chad Hedyot is good. So with the Rabbanu we say Al Tehidon Yichidi Lachad Chidini Shloisha. But with the Yevet the Din should be like the Din the Raisa. It's only Lachad Chila that he say Al Tehidon Yichidi. So the Yevet the Din should be that Shnayim Shadon should be the name Din. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the Rambam is against the Gemara. Hilek Lot. So the Kesh Mishnah quotes one kasha from the Tshuvos HaRashba, one kasha from the Ramah. We don't understand the Ramah. They said over 2 weeks ago, when we gave the introduction to the Perek, the Rav Soloveitchik said over the Yerushalmeach Teretz on the Rambam, and he showed there's a Rambam later in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Chof Beis in Sanhedrin, that says Mefurish like the Yerushalmeach. The Yerushalmeach himself doesn't quote that Rambam. The Yerushalmeach says the Rambam follows the Rabbeinu Chananel on this Gemara. How do you translate the words Yoshvei Koronis? So we usually say, like in the Siyam, "Moedim alach nolocha shesam tachakenim yeshu beisamerish lo sam tachakenim yeshu kronos." Yeshu beisamerish are those interested in learning. Yeshu kronos are those who don't know how to learn. They're not interested in learning. The Rabbeinu Chananel has a different touch. Says yeshu kronos are the people who live in the four corners of the earth, far away from Eretz Yisrael, where it's not matzli, it's not common to have any smuchim. In Eretz Yisrael, you can have smuchim this month. And Bovel is not so far from Eretz Yisrael, so you can have smuchim travel from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel. But if you live in America, bismana tanoim v'amaroyim, you live far away from Eretz Yisrael, you live in Poland, you live in England, whatever. If there were Jews who lived in France and Germany, the Pesukim say in Tanakh like that, that after the Churban Bais Rishon, the Jews were sent to Spain and Germany and so on. So what, you're going to have people traveling from Eretz Yisrael so far? It's not shot. Today, you hop on a plane, you get there in a few hours. But Bizmana Tanaim, who wasn't shot, so that's how the Rabbeinu Chananel translates on the side of the Gemara, Gimel Amanah. He teaches Yeshvei Koronis means the people who live very far away from Eretz Yisrael. So the Rabbeinu Chananel learns teach in the Gemara like this, Rabbi. The Rambam follows Rabbeinu Chananel. By Hoidoes V'Halvoes, when you say Chad, Nami, Kosher, that one is also good, that Chad has to be a son of. It's not that Chad, that one head yot is good. No. The one has to have smicha. The one has to have smicha. So why did they make a takana? But it says, Dini Mamadis Bishloisha means Bishloisha head yotis. So why did they make a takana that you don't need head yotis? Because of the Yoshvei Koronis. They're going to be people living, the Arba Kamfasor, they're going to be people living far away from the concentration of the smuchim. The smuchim all have to get smicha in Eretz Yisrael. So they're going to be Jews living all over the world. They won't have any smuchim available. So they had to make a takana that you don't need smuchim. So that's a takana de Rabbah. So the Arsamech says, this Faremf is all the Shver, both Shverer Rambams, this Faremf is everything. The Rambam says, the ability that we have today to be done, Hodos V'Havos, is based on Shlichus Sayyid. So the Kes Mishnah Sekashi, what do you need Shlichus Sayyid? If Chad Nami Kosher, so you don't need a Salam. The answer is no. The Rambam holds like Rabbeinu Chananel. The Chad Nami Kosher has to be a Salam. So the ability that we have today to be done is based on Shlichus Sayyid. Shlichus Sayyid become Oikrav Dina. And then the Rambam writes that Shnayim Shadonu Ein Dinei Im Din. Stachapela, it's against the Gemara. So the Torah says, if you look in the other Rambam, in Perek Chof Beis, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Rambam adds on one word. He says, Shnei Hedyotah Shadonu Ein Dinei Im Din. If it would have been one summer or two smuchim, the divide ever dinayim din, because minatera chad namikosher, one summer is good. The only need for three is midirabana lachatchila, al teidon yichidi shem yitten. So for the yevid it would be good. But if you don't even have smuchim, if you have chad hedyot, you're going to have a chad, one or two hedyotis. So you need a here or there. On the level of the rice, he's not kosher logan because he doesn't have smicha. On the level of the rabbanon, you violated the din the rabbanon. They're not going to say shlich asai unless you follow their rules and their regulations. They only say shlich asai if you're going to have shloisha. Even though the shloishas are only al tehidon yechid, it's only lechatzil, it's not miyakev in yevet. That's if you have smuchim. If you would have had chad samuch or shnei smuchim, so you would only be in violation of a lechatzil al tehidon yechid, shema yitu. But if you don't have smuchim, so you want that the din of shlich asai should apply. We don't apply shlich asai when you're not following all of the suggestions of the Tanoim. Tanoim said you should have three. So if you only have two, so they don't allow you to say shlich asai. That's the yishuv on the Rambam. So that's what we spoke about 2 weeks ago and last week. What is the status of this chad namikosh? If you hold like Rav Acha b'ed Rav Ike, and that's how he passed it, with the rice of chad namikosher, what does that mean? That means that we have a bezn of chad. We have a bezn of 71, and we have a bezn of 23, and we have a bezn of 10. Mishnah says, Pidyon Hekdeshus is a bezn of 10, sometimes you have a bezn of 7, the Hebrew Hashanah. Sometimes a bezn of 3, sometimes a bezn of 1. That's a means topic, is a bezn of 1 chad namikosher, he's a bezn? Or no, chad namikosher means, it's like a shayim in Hilchas Treifus, a shayim in Hilchas Nidra. You don't have to go to a bezn, you go to a Moira Haroah. So maybe that's what it means. When there is a chad namikosher by her door, it's always, you don't need a bezn. You can have the issue, oiskit paskin, like Yisra Behetah, you don't need a bezn to paskin on the case. He asks a chacham and he gives a Haroah, Haroah is Yisra Behetah. So that's a fundamental machlokes in Rishayim. The 2 days in Taisvis in Yevamos. There is a famous Gemara in Yevamos in the Mems around Mem Hey or so, Mem Vav. Taisvis quotes it here. And based on the base, Taisvis refers to the Yevamos Daf Mem Vav on the base. So the Gemara has a story there about a woman who was not Jewish who converted. She became a Geiris. And then she was never Mizgayer in the presence of a Bezin. But for many years, she's a religious woman. She wears a shaykhun, she goes to mikveh, everybody in the neighborhood knows her. She's a very religious woman. All of her children are religious. So the question is, but the geiris is no good. The woman requires that the geiris has to be performed. The mitzvah geiris has to be performed in the presence of the peasant. So the Gemara says, yeah, we know the woman is a frugal woman. Milo tovlo lenigusa. Doesn't the woman go to mikveh every month? No one's watching when she goes to mikveh, but we all know she goes to mikveh. So that's good enough. So Taisis fek takasha, what do you mean? Milo tovlo lenigusa. But you have to have the peasant present in the mikveh when the gera, the geiris is tovah. So Taisus has a whole discussion on that kasha. That's not an important kasha. So when Taisus words the kasha, so in two places in Yevamos, one is on Memdal and one is on Daf Memvav. Two dafim apart from each other, they word the kasha differently. And the Rashash points out that it's a stirah. In one place Taisus says that Taisus says you don't have a bezn of shloisha. Yerzor Shloisha, Mishpat Sipe, Rabbi Yechanan says you need a bezn of three. Rabbanim present when the woman is Mizgayer. So where do you have the bezn of three? And then Taisus adds on. And even if you hold like the opinion of Achrei the Ravike, that Menatera Chadnami Kosher, how do you know that a Ger needs a bezn of three? Where does it say that? It doesn't say you need three. It says in the Chumash, Mishpat. It says Mishpat Sipe. The word is Mishpatech Yelachem, Ka Ger, Ka Ezra. Either that pasuk or another pasuk. It says the word Mishpat in connection with the Ger. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan says that a mishpat is a din Torah of din Imamunis, and a din Torah of din Imamunis needs a bezna of three. So the Meila, Ger, Kabbalah Sagir needs a bezna of three. So Taisus is Ma'oi Rashayim here also. Taisus Mara question, who says that you compare it to the mishpat of Zeus v'chavolos? Maybe you should compare the Kut of Haidos v'chavolos, the Chad Nami Kasha. So maybe it's enough of Chad. That's Taisus Kasha. So one answer the Rishayim gave, Rabbeinu Yoina and Dav Gimel gives an answer. Chidush Rabbeinu Yoina on Sanhedrin and the Balei Ataisa also give the same answer. Another Mesichus. They say we have a klal in the beginning of Yevamos that whenever you darshan a drasha of the Torah Shabbat and it's unclear how you're supposed to darshan, kalecha dika lakushe lechumra ulakul. You can either make a hekesh this way or that way, either danik zereshava this way or that way. So lechumra makshin. Whenever you're not sure, so you go lechumra. So some Rishonim say that's what it is over here. It's unclear which kind of a mishpat we're comparing a ger to. It says taka in connection with ger, mishpat ksitei. So does the pasuk mean to imply that ger needs a bezna shloisha like zelus v'havolos? Or does it mean that it's enough with a bezna v'echad like a doz avos? Since it's a toss-up, you don't know. So you have to go to chumre and say that the ger is not chal unless you have a bezna too. That's one answer that Rishonim give. Other Rishonim say, no, it's not true. If you hold like Rav Achi de Ravike, it's sufficient for gerus with a bezna v'echad. Okay? Another Rishonim say, no, even if you hold like Rav Achi de Ravike, chad nami kosher is not a bezna. Chad nami kosher means that it's like asking a shayla and a chicken, asking a shayla and a hilchah Shabbos, asking a shayla and a basa v'cholah. You don't need a bezna for that. So hadoah is lahavas, the Torah was never mechadish, this chidish that you have to have a psak of a bezna. It's enough, hayruah, sachochem, achochem pastas. So chad nami kosher does mean that chad is a bez. But by a ger, what are you going to say? Chad nami kosher by a ger, what the paskin was. There's no shayla, the goy is a goy. The goy is a goy, no two ways about it. What is it a paskin about? When the goy has to be toivel in the mikveh, in the presence of a bezdin, and the bezdin, it's like a bezdin l'kiyim adova, like we have a concept of edus l'kiyim adova. So the bezdin by geris is a bezdin l'kiyim adova. If the geris is done under the auspices of a bezdin, then the geris is chal. But nobody is going to say the chad nami kosher means that the chad constitutes a bezdin. That's not a bezdin. A chad is only good for us. It means that it's like hayras yisav ehetzer. That the whole chiddush that you need a bezdin to pass on the case was only nemar. That chiddush was only formed later by the Torah in connection with gezeilus l'chavol. So those of us, you don't need a bezdin mechlal. So you have the various shittas in the Rishayim. On this kasha, if you hold chad nami kosher, so how do you know that ger tzara shlosha? What's the deal? It says that a ger needs a bezna three because mishpat ksidbe is compared, it's labeled like a dintera and dinimamadis. So who says it's to be compared to the dintera of zelus v'chavolos? The Rishayim says, maybe it's to be compared to the dintera of hagos avos. So half of the Rishayim, some of the Rishayim said, anachanami, you can't tell whether it's A or B. So and you say you need three. But they considered the possibility of saying that maybe it would have been enough. A bezna of one. They held that a bezna of one is a bezna. Chad nami kosher means that it's a bezna. All the Rishonim said, a bezna of one will be good. If you hold like Rav Achi de Ravike, Ger Tzara Shlosha is only with the Rabbanan. After he done Yechidi, Min HaTorah, just like Chad nami kosher for those of us, Chad nami kosher for the Geris. And a third day in Rishonim, that's the more popular Shita, the most popular Shita, is what Tosfos writes on Adraf, I'll get right away, is that even if you hold Chad nami kosher, the Chad is not a bezna. The Chad means that it's a Ros, it's a Vehetta, but the Chad is Mishkin bezna. That's how the Rambam writes in the Furish. The Ktsois quotes that Rambam. That Rambam, even people who don't know all the Rambams, but that Rambam they know, because the Ktsois makes a big fuss. The Ktsois and the Nesivis make a big fuss of that Rambam. The Rambam writes, Afapi Shehayochid, the Mishkin bezna, even though the end of Perikei, I think. Even though Yochi does not constitute a bezin, less than three, doesn't have a shame bezin. Nonetheless, in Hoidoris Vahavois, Chad Nami Kosher, because you don't need a bezin. The Rama writes the verse, because you don't need a bezin. And that's what Tosfos writes over here. Tosfos says, on Gimel Amud Aleph, Ibn Maskel, the Rabba Leisle de Shmuel. So Tosfos says, what do you see in Agamar? There's Machloikis Amaroyim, whether Shnaim Shadonu Dineim Dinanat. If you hold Chad Nami Kosher, so the need for three is only Lechatchila. But the Yevid will say Chad Nami Kosher, and Shnayim Shadon will be denamed it. But if you hold that the need for the Bezna of Shloisha is Menatera, so even the Yevid is not good. So that's Machloikis of the Shnayim Shadon is good enough. So Tosfos says this Machloikis only applies in a Dintere in Hoidos Mahavos, where they say Shnayim Shadon will be good. When you're talking about a Kiyum Hashtar, or you're talking about an Indiso, they quote, and Dachlamid Amud Aleph. So the Gemara has like this. Later in Sahen, there's a din. Aiden cannot sign a shtar unless there's das hamischayim. Let's say the Aiden are watching the way Reuben borrows $1,000 from Shimon. So they cannot write a document that Reuben owes $1,000 to Shimon. They cannot write such a document. That's the halacha mipiyim, the halacha mipiyim. The only time the Gemara says the Ferish, that they cannot write. The only time we allow them to write a shtar is if the loiva authorizes them to write a shtar. The loiva tells the Eidim, I admit that I owe him the money. You saw the way he borrowed the money. Or I admit that I owe the money. I authorize you to write a shtar. If it's written, if the shtar is written, then it has a din of shtar. But if the shtar is written without authorization of the one against whom the shtar is testifying, then it's no good. That's why Lavan Nitin alone picks up. So the Gemara says, do you have any exceptions to the rule that a shtar can be written without consulting the mischai, without consulting the person against whom the shtar is testifying? So the Gemara says, yes. A shtar ma'isa bez. Let's say there was a din Torah, and bez in Paskin that Reuben owes $1,000 to Shimon, and Reuben is cursing and screaming to the Rabbanim, the Dayanim, they're crazy, they're bribed, they don't know what they're talking about, it's not true, I'm going to bring water. He screams and he says, Bezin says, keep still, you're wrong, you owe the money. He says, I don't authorize you to write a shtar. I tell him, go fly a kite. You have to authorize the Bezin to write a document. Bezin writes a document, Reuben owes $1,000 to Shimon, that's it. So that's an exception to the rule, that Bezin has the right to, that's the question, how did the Gemara know the din? That's such a serious discussion in Achronim, is the son of David. The David Rappaport, who gave Shimon and Baranovich, while Rabbi Chaim was there. So Abdul Rapport has a Shtukot Torah now. We'll get to that some other time. Not tonight. So that's a Beferishi Gemara in Daf Lama. The Gemara says that if the Gemara is in Bava Basra like that, it says, Kisafat, Mishtar Maisa Bezin may be written, Mishtar Maisa Bezin may be written without any Dasa Mishtar. The Bezin doesn't need authorization from him to write a Shtar. They write whatever they feel it is. They write. So the Gemara says, to constitute a Bezin, that they should be allowed to write a Shtar without Dasa Mishtar, for that you need Shloisha. If you don't have a bezin of shlosh, you just have echad, even though you'll hold by hadoras alvois, chad nami kosher, so Taisa says, that's not a bezin. Chad nami kosher is like paskining on a chicken, like paskining hilchas Shabbos, paskining hilchas nida or something. But that's not called a bezin, that they should have the right to write a shtar. And it's not called a bezin for kiyum hashtar. Kiyum hashtar is also a ma'aseh bezin. Kiyum hashtar is like this. I have a document that says that you owe me $1,000, and it's signed by witnesses. Signed by you, signed by witnesses, whatever. And you say, it's not true, you don't know who in the world I am, you never borrowed the money, you don't know what I'm talking about, I have a document, you say that it's mezuyah. So the Gemara says, in different mesechtos, the beginning of Gittin, and other places, so the Gemara says, min ha-Torah, I have a document in it, and it's signed by witnesses, or it's signed, has your signature, and the Bezin doesn't see anything strange. I mean, ha-Torah, you have to pay $1,000, and you can scream from today till next year that it's mezuyah, the Bezin will not listen to you. But the native Takana the Rabbanim, as the generations kept on going and on, getting weaker and weaker, there was the readers of theirs. So the Rabbanim saw that people are forging documents. Jewish people are forging documents. There was such a thing. The Jewish people are forging documents. So the native Takana the Rabbanim, that if the Loiva Tainas, that the Shtar is Mezuyah, the Malva cannot collect with that Shtar, unless he makes a Kiyum HaShtar. What says the Kiyum HaShtar? So the different kinds of Kiyum HaShtar, either the Edom come and they say, oh, we recognize that's our handwriting. Or the Edom are dead a long time ago. But we have, let's say, canceled checks, so we have their, they used to write letters, we have their signature, and we compare, get handwriting analysts, and they compare the signature on this shtar with the signature on the canceled checks, with the signatures on the letters, and it corresponds, it looks like it's the same signature, so that's another kind of kiyum hashtar. Or the Edom remember signing the shtar. Let's say the handwriting was very shaky, they can't recognize the handwriting, but we remember the whole story, we remember the whole book. Yeah, remember signing such a shtar. So that's all about it, that's kiyum hashtar. Different kinds of kiyum hashtar. So the Gemara says that the kiyum hashtar has to be done as a ma'aseh bezin. For that's what Taisa says. Over here, dimamaska l'rova, so Taisa says, you're not going to say there, chad nami kasha. Kiyum hashtar is a special takana of the Rabbanim, and I tell you, you don't even need kiyum hashtar. And I tell you, say, if I have a shtar, I have a document that has signatures on it. So we say, kimishin nechkwe, eidem achsimu hashtar, nasa kimishin nechkwe, dusim the bezin. We treat it as if the Edom were here alive in person and telling us that there's Alvor. So you can't scream. Let's say, I bring two witnesses and say that you owe me money. You're going to scream the witnesses are lying. Of course you're going to say the witnesses are lying. They're not going to listen to you. You scream my witnesses. They were bought off. They're lying. They're fakers. They're in cahoots. So we don't listen to them. So even if I don't walk into Bezin with two live witnesses, I walk in with a document that has two chasimas, you're going to scream the document is mezuyah. There's a forgery. That's like screaming at the two people who walk into Bezin that they're lying. We're not going to listen to you. So that's Menatur. But the Rabbanu they made a takana because they saw that the Mishiroba has iPhone. They saw that people are forging signatures. So they made a takana the Rabbanu that you have to have Kiyum HaShtar. So the Kiyum HaShtar is not a psak that you can say Chad Nami Kosher. Taisa says, no, this is a Maisa Bezin. Bezin has to paskin, a Maisa Bezin, that this shtar is called the Shtar Mekuyim. So Taisa says, in these cases, to make a Kiyum HaShtar, or by the case, L'kamon Daf Lamed, by the Yudisa case, that Bezin should be allowed to write the Shtar Maisa Bezin without Das HaMeschai, without authorization from the Baldin against whom the Shtar testifies. So for that you need a bezin. So Tosfos is masking with the Rambam that a bezin of echad is nishkin bezin. Nobody says chadnami kosher constitutes a bezin. Chadnami kosher means that you don't need a bezin for a doors avod. That's the Rambam sheet and Tosfos sheet. And in Yevamos there are two Tosfos. So one Tosfos Taka says like that, and the other Tosfos says fakir. When Tosfos asked the kasha by that woman, the Gemara says that there was a woman who was Nizgayer, and she was never Nizgayer in the presence of a bezin. But then the Gemara says she was religious all of her life. She went to mikveh. We know she went to mikveh every month and so on. So the Gemara says, look, milah tavla v'nigdusa, so that's good. So Tosfos, when they word the kasha, then yes, I got it when she was tavla in the mikveh, there was no bezin of shloisha. And even if you hold chad nami kosher, so Tosfos says there wasn't even one man there. There's a mikveh lady, but there wasn't even one man. And the chad nami kosher has to be one man. It's not one woman. One woman cannot be kosher for a bezin. So that Tosfos words is that chad nami kosher would constitute a bezin. There's a bezin of echad, and there's a bezin of shloisha. And our Tosfos holds not so. Our Tosfos holds like the other Tosfos in Rambam. Says two davim apart. The other Tosfos in Rambam says, no, the holidays you need a bezin of shloisha by geres. Nobody would say that chad nami kosher would constitute a bezin, that it would be good for geris. God is mishkin bezin. So that's what we pointed out. The Rambam also is masking with this Tosfos. The chad nami kosher means as a mishkin bezin. Chad nami kosher means a hadas al vos is enough with a psak. You don't need a maisa bezin. You don't need a psak of a bezin. So why does the Rambam think that the chad nami kosher has to be a samach? That's clearly the Rambam's opinion. Like the Yosemite pointed out, the Rambam the Feirish holds like this Rabbeinu Hanan, that the chad nami kosher by Hodos Avos, the Rabbah Beidu Rabbika speaks of, has to be a chad som. That's why he says Shlichus Sayim, he says Gideevich Shnaim Shadon, it was no good if they had Yaitis, and if the Snuchim would be good, if they had Yaitis is no good. So according to the Rambam, why does he require that the chad should be a som? If the chad is Mishkin Bezin, what do you need som? So that's what we spoke about at length. Last week and 2 weeks ago, the Rambam's opinion is that Smicha is not a requirement to serve as a member of a Bezin. Tosfos sheet that Rashi and Tosfos become and becomes hold that smicha is a din in bezin, but the Rambam sheet is beferish not so. The Rambam sheet that smicha is a din in paskinim, that you don't have smicha is just like a printout on a computer. That's not a psak. A psak case if there's a person who's alive who knows how to paskin who has smicha, and he says with the power vested in him, with the authority that he has as a samach, he gives a psak. That's how he's tahiru. So if he has smicha, then it's called a ruach. If he does not smicha, it's just like Mara Makamani Law, it's not called Bahiwa. So that's why the Rambam holds that even though Chad Nami Kosher is Nishkin Bezin, you still require that the Chad should be a Samach. Because the Rambam's opinion is that Smicha is not a Din of Bezin at all. Smicha is a, the Rambam has cases we have a Bezin where they're not Smicha. He gave a few cases this week. The Rambam sheet says that Smicha is a Din in Hayro, and Paskin is not a Din of Bezin. Okay, that's the Mishnah. That one? Out of the closet, yeah. I don't know. I assume he didn't have that juice. That doesn't mean strength. It must have had a different juice. Mishum Shaykhne Medina Shebeham Umkim Hiskin of Gimel. That's the line in Rabbeinu Hanan. So the Osamech says, that's how he translated the word Yoshevikar. It's not like we say in the seal. Shamta Chakenim, Elohim Chakenim Yoshevikaran, Yoshevikaran means Amaratzim. No, Yoshevikaran means somebody who lives the Medina Shein Behem Umchim. Yoshevik Dalat Karnas Horus. People who live far away from Eretz Yisrael. So with that Girsa, he probably didn't have the Girsa on the next line. Yeah, he had the discussion. Yeah, I don't know. He actually lays the Chavikah, I don't know, but he couldn't have the word Yeshri Kronis in the Kasha. Must that have said different Kasha, a different wording in the Kasha. Okay, that's the first line. The Gemara commented on the first line. Didi Mamadis B'Shloisha means Hadoz Valvois is Shloisha Hedyotis. Either it started off in Atar Shloisha Smuchim and they were Mako, or the Raman Paschim is the other way. Started off in Atar Echad and they were Machmat to require Shloisha. And that's the Machloik, because the Raman against everybody started off in Atar Echad Hedyot. Chad Nami Kosher means Chad Hediot. No, the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Hanan hold the Chad Samo, not a Chad Hediot. Then the Mishnah continues. It says already Gzeiros HaChavolos B'Shul. So we've covered all the possibilities of Dini Torah. There's a Din Torah by Dor Zavos, which means that his Chayvus Midas. Then there's a Din Torah of Gzeiros HaChavolos, which means Amil B'Haksuk B'Torah. The Torah imposes it upon the person. Tavoshtei Vaita repetition. Nezik Chatzin, Nezik Kefal Galad Vehei, Oynisimatata, Moitzishema B'Shloisha. That's a repeat. These are all examples of a Milvah Haksuva B'Torah. It's not a Hischaivus Midas that the person accepted upon himself. But the Torah imposes the Chiv. So the Gemara asked the question right away. The last six lines on Gimel Amud Aleph. Beg the Gemara. There's a kind of Chavolos. That's a repeat. Shteitach Shem Gzeilus V'Chavolos. Gzeilus V'Chavolos is a term that covers this whole class. All the Dini Mamas are divided into two categories. Either Hischaivus Midas or Chiv that the Torah imposes. So all of these fall under the Milvah Haksuva B'Torah. So to this, the Gemara answers, and for the Gemara, Mishum the Kabbalah Misni Chatsi Nezik, Kani Nani Nezik Shalom, Nezik Shalom, Nezik is really a repeat. But there's a reason why we want to mention Chatsi Nezik separately. And why do we want to mention Chatsi Nezik separately? The Gemara Chatsi Nezik, Nama Hanu Chavos, it's also a repeat. Why do you want to mention Chatsi Nezik separately? The Gemara says no. We want to mention all the categories, even Kanas. One could have had a achalam, one could have had a svar to be mahalik. When is it enough with a bezn of three smuchim, if it's zeilus achavolus by its mom? But if it's kanas, that base, maybe you need a bezn of 23, maybe you need a bezn of 10, 9, whatever. Maybe you need a higher number of bezn. The Mishnah says no. Both in kanas and in mamen, it's enough with a bezn of shloisha smuchim. So the example given by the Mishnah of kanas is chatzi nezik. Why is chatzi nezik kanas? Where do you have chatzi nezik? The Chumash has it in at a short time. Shor shehizik, if it's a short time, the first three times you pay chatzi nezik migufo. Migufo means if the value of the shor is only $100 and the nezik is $1,000, so that's all you get, is the $100 of the shor. You can't make him pay more than the value of the shor. That's migufo. But if it's a shor amud shehizik, then you can collect nezik shalom. Min aliyah, he pays even in excess of the value of the shor. So that's the din of short time, that you pay chatzi nezik migufo. So the Gemara Bava Kama has a machlokes amaroi. The Gemara here alludes to it. There is a machlokes amaroi regarding the chatzi nezik of short time that pays migufo. Is that momen or is that knas? What's the machlokes? So the Gemara did. You have to know what's the definition of knas in order to know what the machlokes is. What's the machlokes where the chatzi nezik is knas? What determines whether any given chiyuv moment is it? There are three categories of tashlumin. There's either moment or knas or kapara. Kapara is in gansin a different. Kapara is in gansin a different thing. Kapara l'mashal ashor amuad shaharig esaradam. So it says in koyfi yusha solov. The bala ashor has to pay koyfi. So the Gemara says in Bava Kama that we pass from kufr kapara. That is not moment and it's not knas. It's a third thing. It's kapara. So Taisa has a whole discussion there in Bava Kama and Exuvas daf lamed on the base. What's the difference between kapara as opposed to the other two? So they rattle off 5, 6, 7 nafkaminis la'alocha. It's a different animal. It's a different thing. Mashal mechila. Taisus claims achidish. Mechila doesn't work on kapara. If I owe you money, that's mamad knas. You have a right to be mechal. But if I owe you koifer, if I have to pay koifer, let's say Masha Amuah killed somebody, and then I have to pay the Yorshin koifer, they can be mechal from today till next year. I have to get the kapara and I have to pay the koifer even if they're mechal. Or Taisus gives another nafkamina, come later the rabbin, a patas from momin, a patas from knas, we paskin, sometime I'm not, so we paskin, come later the rabbin, patas momin, a knas, but it doesn't patas from kapara. A chiv that's kapara cannot be cancelled by come later the rabbin. Taisus has other nafkaminas. There's another day, a Rashi sheet, there's also a Rashi Taisus about the kamahol. Let's say the chiv kaifer, the doesn't pass from chiv kaifer, is $9,500. So I make out a check for $10,000 and I say, keep the change. So Rashi tells the whole Yonat Yoitza. You have to give kapara, you have to pay the exact amount. If it's Momen HaKnas, give him extra and say, keep the change, there's nothing wrong. But if it's kapara, you have to pay the exact amount because you pay more. You pay less, Taisus, just like if it's Meichel, is no good. So if it pays more, it's also no good. You have to pay the exact amount. And Taisus gives more and more Nafkaminis. Therefore, there's never other Nafkaminis. Many Nafkaminis in kapara. But what's the chilek? What's the chilek thing, Momen and Knas? Halacha l'maisi, what's the chilek? So we know, Moide b'Knas is Potter. Not only Moide b'Knas is Potter, the Gemara and the Bavli and the Mishalmi point out, not only Moide b'Knas Potter, the din is Afilu b'Kol Latzei Sideshman. Let's say I robbed a bank and I stole $10,000. And I know on my own I did a Geneva, they never caught me. And I feel bad about it. Coming, I said, I made Shuvah, one of the Shuvahs, I want to send them back $10,000 Karen and another $10,000 Kefal. I did it big in Avon, so I yoke Karen and Kefal. So the Bavli and Yishami both say, I feel the Bavolot and Sidei Shamayim, you gain nothing by paying Knas on your own. Until Bezin gives it Tzad, there isn't even a Midas Hasidus to pay knas. Mammon, yes. Mammon, if you know that you owe the money. So what do you need a dintera for? If you know you owe the money, so pay. If you know how much it is, so you pay. But knas, afilu bebalatz sidei shemayim, amidas chasidus is nothing. Knas has to be paid off the pesach bezdin. But what's the difference in, so that's the difference in halacha. There are many differences between kapara on the one hand, as opposed to mammon and knas. And there are several differences between mammon and knas. Maybe knas is potter, even bebalatz sidei shemayim, there's no minas chasidus to pay the knas unless you have a pesach bezdin. What's the difference in definition? What's the difference in definition between mammon and knas? So the Gemara in Bava Kamma and Daf Tezvav gives you the difference in definition. The Gemara says like this. If I borrowed $1,000, why do I have to pay back $1,000? Because your pocket is empty, $1,000. I have to pay the $1,000 to make good the hefset mammon that I'm responsible for. It was all legitimate. You lent me the money, you were kind enough to lend me money. I don't know if it pays even dollars. The kefil is a malleus achisa? No! I stole a behemoth that's worth $100. So because I did it, the neighbor have to pay back in addition to the keren, the $100, I have to give an additional $100. Additional money, that's not from Aliyas HaChisar, that's over and above the Chisar. So whenever it's Yosef and Mashahizik, that's how the Gemara quotes the price. Whenever it's Yosef and Mashahizik, that's obviously whatever is Yosef is not from Aliyas HaChisar. So by definition, that's Koknas. So the Gemara has a Machloekes HaMaroi regarding the Chatzi Nezik of Shortam. Why? How do you understand this din? Like philosophy a little bit, but the Gemara has to, a little bit philosophy, the Gemara has to explain in order to understand the nature of the din. Why did the Torah say that by short time, the Baal HaShoah only pays Chatzi Nezik? Why doesn't he pay Nezik Shoah? What's the nature of that din of Chatzi Nezik? Is it really, what's the definition of Keren? Just now, what's Takeda? The only, the Shoah is only a short time. The Gemara says, Shloi Shoah is never Bishoah. There's Keren, the Shen, and Ezregel. The Shem Beregel is only Chai Bechatzra Nizik. And there's a pasuk of Beer this day after. Karen is Chai Bechatzra Nizik. But Shem Beregel is only Chai Bechatzra Nizik. And the definition of Shem Beregel is when the Hezek happened Ki Urche. The Behemah was walking and it trampled on someone else's Paris. But the Behemah was nibbling the other person's Paris. So that's understandable. I should watch my behemoth that it shouldn't walk into your backyard. I have no right to let my behemoth trample on your paris. I have no right to let my behemoth eat your paris in your backyard. So that's understandable. I'm a chuyif to watch my behemoth, and I didn't watch. I have to pay l'malei asachisar. But the shaila is, what is keren? What's the definition of keren? The definition of keren means kavanasa lahazik? Or is the definition of keren not so much kavanasa lahazik? In the beginning of Bava Kamma, that base and that gimel, the Gemara begins all the time, says kavanas alahazik. But should he say no? The definition of keren is mishunah. Mishunah keren. So the Gemara says that this is the machlekes amaroyim. Where the keren, chatzi nezek of short tam, of keren, is knas amaman. So the Gemara says this is exactly the machlekes. What's the definition of keren? So the Gemara says one opinion in the Gemara is that the definition of keren is kavanas lahazik. Kavanas lahazik still, I should watch my behemoth that it shouldn't be mazik. I should still be responsible to watch my behemoth that it shouldn't be mazik. So it's a little bit unusual that human beings sometimes take nekama from each other, so they do a hezik kavanas lahazik. A behemoth should do a hezik kavanas lahazik is a little bit unusual, but it's not that unusual. So the Gemara says, because it's a little unusual, so they give him a break. They only make him pay chatzim nezik. But Mikra Adin, he really should have been chayv to pay nezik shalom. But you really have to pay everything. So really, Mikra Adin, he owes nezik shalom. Everything he should pay. Torah gives him a break because it's a little bit mishunah. If it would really be mishunah, Taisa says, this mandam and hold the pot for the gamrei. If you have a behemoth that does a hezik in a really mishunah fashion, if it's really mishunah, naftam kavanah. So Taisa, according to this mandam who holds, the Palganiska Mamaino, you would have to be Pater and Gansu. Because why is it Palganiska Mamaino? It's not some Mishunah. It's a little bit Mishunah, so the Torah gives you a break. But since Mikra Adin, you really shouldn't pay Nezik Shalom, the Torah is only giving you a break. So the Chatzi Nezik that you're paying is really here for what you're really responsible to pay the Nezik Shalom. So that's called Mamon. And we don't pass it like that. We pass it, the Gemara says, the Hilchasa, we pass it on Maskona and Tezvav on the base, and Baba Kamma, the first parrot. We pass in that the Chatzi Nezik of Shortam is Knas. Why is it knas? Because we paskin that the devil is not kavanas of the hazik. Even though the Gemara keeps on hacking on that base and that gimel and that dal, kavanas of the hazik, that's not really the emes. The maskon is on that pesvav that the definition of keren is mishunah. Kavanas of the hazik is one form of mishunah. That's mishunah, that a human being takes nekama from somebody else. Unfortunately, that's not mishunah. That's ma'isim mechayom. But a behemah should have such human tendencies. Kavanas of the hazik, that's considered mishunah. So mishunah, right there, the Baal of Behemah should not be held responsible to pay a penny. What does he believe? He's afraid to watch the behemah that he shouldn't do anything that's crazy. It's also crazy, it's mishunah. So right there, the Baal of Behemah should not be held responsible to pay a penny. So the fact that he pays the chatzim nezik, it's not really yoysim imasha hizik. The hezik is really nezik shalom. But it's yoysim imasha hayatzah, he is mechiv b'shalom. He should really not be mechiv to pay a penny. Because it's mishunah. What do you hold him responsible that the Baim is going to do something crazy? So Mikra then really shouldn't have been held responsible to pay anything. And it's yais and imasha itzach is ruchiv b'shalom the fact that he pays chatzi nezik. So that's called the knas. So that's the machlokes amaroi. Whether the talga niska v'chatzi nezik that the short time pays mikufo is that momen or is that knas? It represents two different definitions. They both agree to the same definition of knas. Mammon means when you pay lamalei achichern that you are responsible for. Alvoy, when you pay back with mammon. The mehameka, I buy an automobile, I pay for it, I buy for the flesh that I buy in the stores. Mammon, I bought the flesh, I gotta pay. I have to make good. He doesn't have that amount of flesh. I made a hezek, so it's my responsibility to make good. My bailer made a hezek, it's my responsibility to make good. Everybody agrees to the definition of mammon as opposed to the definition of kas. The machlokes is, what's the definition of caring, whether the definition of caring means mishunah, in which case mikra din the Baal HaBehemah shouldn't be mechuyav to pay anything. So the fact that if they even pay chatzi nezik is it yaisim imasha hayitzach li is mechuyav l'sham. So that does haste enough. Or no, the definition of caring is kavanas l'hazik. If it would have really been mishunah, you would be pata. But kavanas l'hazik is a little bit a psas mishunah. It's not so mishunah. So since not so mishunah, we've got mikra din even you should be mechuyav held responsible to pay nezik sholeh. Torah gives him a break because it's a little bit mishunah. So that's cool, mamin. That's the machlokes. So that's what the Gemara says over here. The Mishnah wants to emphasize that gzeilas achavolas that's mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim is b'shloisha. You shouldn't think that it's only mamin. And maybe knas needs who knows how many, a bezin of 23, a bezin of 10, a bezin of 15, something more as you go up. It goes well, boys, it's katna mikosher. Gzeilas achavolas is 3. And knosis is more. The Mishnah spells out no. Chatzi nezik, nezik is derech agav. Nezik is agav chatzi nezik. Chatzi nezik, which is knas, is also the shloisha smuchim. You don't need more the shloisha smuchim. Greg the Gemara, but that's the hamachloik is amaroi. Whether the chatzi nezik of short time is momen of knas, is a machloik is amaroi. And here's the chan off in the Mishnah. So you tell me that that's what the Mishnah means. Can't you prove? We have been passing like that. The Gemara says in Baba Kamata as well, called the niskel knasa. Well, that might be in a labor bubble. The first conclusion is like that mandam. But still, how can it be a machloik is amaroim if the Mishnah is kimad b'feirish? So the Gemara says, no, even if you hold the chatzi nezik is mammon, you say that the nezik and the chatzi nezik are agav gerorah. The real ikir here is kefil dalav zehe, yoinis and apata maitu shema. That for sure is knas. Kefil dalav zehe is yoisim and mashe hizi. That for sure is knas. And the oinis and apata maitu shema is a schum katsu. Oinis and apata is always chamishim shekel. And Moshe Shem is always Meir Shekel. So that's never going to be Mechuvin, Keneged, Masha Hizik. Either the Oynes of the Fata, either the Hefzid Mammon is more than 50 Shkolim or less than 50 Shkolim. How can it be whether the woman is an Ashira, Aniyah, Mechubedah, Bezuya, no matter what level of society, Oynes of the Fata is always Hamishim. So whenever it's a Schum Katsu, the Gemara says in Baal Kamadat as well, whenever it's a Schum Katsu, it's only going to be a Knas. Obviously it's not Mechuvin, Keneged, Masha Hizik. It's not Lamalia Sachisar. So that for sure is a knas. That's what the Gemara says. Even if you hold the chatzi nezik is mammon, so you'll say that nezik v'chatzi nezik are both agav gerora. And the ikar line here is the next line: kefil dal v'hei, and it's matata matu shema. That even the cases that are clearly knas is also shlosha smuchim. You don't need more than that. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. Pshat in the Mishnah. That's the Gemara. Then the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis finally gets to the point. So the Gemara has the drasha. Shloisha min olam on the fourth line. The Gemara says the Tana Rabbana on the pasuk says the word Elokim 3 times, and you add up the It's a drasha gemara. It's nishkan balaturim. You add up every time it says Elohim. So since it says three times, that's how we know. It says v'nika balbais Elohim harekan echad. That's one day in mum. Adolin yavod rash name is another day in mum harekan shnayim. Ashi ashin alim harekan shloish. It's the third one. You have a pasuk in the Chumash that says Elohim lois a kalo v'nasi v'yamcha lois so'or. So the gemara has two levels of interpretation in that pasuk. Elohim lo sekal lashon kodesh, and Elohim lo sekal lashon chol. Elohim lashon kodesh, it goes in the Megadeth es Hashem, because we have a parsha in Chumash that the Megadeth got skila. Megadeth es Hashem is chayv skila. Oyin shamayin ashar minay, who says he did an aver? So you have to have a laugh? You have to have a laugh. Just because it says, we have to es Hashem alakecha, or es Hashem alakecha tira. Obviously, one is Mekalas Hashem is in violation of Havas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, but those are all mitzvah sesei. You have to have an Asara, Alois sesei. Asara sesei is Lashma Asara. You don't get Nisa for violating an essay. So the Gemara says, where is the Alois sesei from Mekalas Hashem? That Pasek, Elohim Lois Sekal, because we tied Shlosh and Kodesh. But then we have an additional level of interpretation that the Raman quotes from the Yerushalmi, Elohim Lois Sekal, Lash and Chol, that it goes on a Dayan. Then one is Mekalel, a Dayan who has smicha, a person who has smicha, is over an additional Aveira. A Mekalel, Lord of Israel, is in violation of one law of Loisin Kalacherish. If he not a deaf person, he can't even hear, he doesn't get aggravated with Shas Maisa, but later on he'll already hear that he cursed him, so that's one law, Loisin Kalacherish. And if the person that you're cursing happens to be a Dayan who has smicha, then the Rambam says he gets twice Malkus. Kalach Aveira B'Shem gets Malkus. So he says if he's cursing a dying Samoch, he gets another Malkus because he's in violation of Elohim Lesikal Lashon Chol. It's interesting, the Rambam counts that in the Minyan HaMitzvahs twice. Elohim Lesikal is one law, Hamakala, Hamagadat Es Hashem. And he counts another time, the same Pasuk, he counts a second time, Elohim Lesikal Lashon Chol, Hamakal dying in Israel. So the Ramban is the Kasha. Isn't the Rambam contradicting his own rule? The Rambam has in the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam has Yudalot Sharoshim. He has the 14 rules and regulations, how to determine, how to decide what belongs in the Minyan Mitzvahs, what not, and when you count it as many mitzvahs, when you count it, when you... Well, of Chilul Shabbos is counted as one mitzvah, even though the Lamed Esrei is one, you don't count as 39 Nisur. It's one Nisur, not to be Mechal Shabbos. All the Karbonos that you bring on Yom Kippur is counted as one mitzvah. To bring all the Karbonos on Yom Kippur, you bring 13 Karbonos, one mitzvah to bring. Bring all the kabbalas on Yom Kippur. You don't count it as 13 mitzvahs. All the kabbalas on Sukkot, you count it as one mitzvah. You know, you bring many kabbalas on the end of Sukkot. So here, so the Rambam there, the Minyan HaMitzvah, in the Sharoshim, the Rambam has a klal. You have a pasuk, take for example, there's a pasuk, Lo Yisoflu Al Adam, Agam Se Sukkot, on Dav Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. So there's a pasuk that says, the bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Lo Yisoflu Al Adam. So the Gemara says that pasuk has many levels of interpretation. It means many different things. And the Rambam writes that it's only one pasuk, so it only counts as one mitzvah, as one mitzvah as loisayis in the Minyan mitzvahs. Even though many of these interpretations are deraisa, but it's only one pasuk, so you can't count it twice. Or the Rambam disagrees with the Baal Halachas Gedolos. The Baal Halachas Gedolos writes that a bas kohen shezinsa is one aveira. An Eishes Ish Nesua Shezinsa is another Avera. An Eishes Ish Arusa Shezinsa is the third Avera. Where did he get such an ayin from? Because the Unshem Adif is Bisreifu. An Eishes Ish Shezinsa is Bechenek. An Ira Hamarasa Shezinsa is Biskilo. So the Baal understands it's a different Unshem. So the Gemara assumes that the Unshem corresponds to the Chaim Ho Avera. So the Baal Allah is Vigel is counted as three lamps. So the Raman says, what are you talking? It's one way sinner. So the Zelda way sinner. For Eishes Hamisfa, the Sukh Shkhaf, the Zeratamago. It's one passage of all Eishes Ish. The onshim are different. Just because the onshim are different doesn't make it that it's different out there. Is it one pasuk? It's only one law. And the Minyan HaMitzvahs. So the Ramban asks, so how does the Rambam count this one pasuk twice? Elohim lo sekalo is a nisa from the Gadat es Hashem, because we understand Elohim Lashon Kodesh. Then we have an additional level of interpretation on the same pasuk. Elohim Lashon Chol, lo sekalo goes on a dying summer. If the person has smicha and he curses, he gets twice malchus. Once Malkus because of the Kalach Cherish and Kalach Haver Hashem, and once Malkus because of the Elohim Haskal. So the Ramban is in violation of the Rambam's own Shita. So the Megillas Esther, the commentary on the side of the Sefer Mitzvahs, was written by men, but his mother passed away, his mother's name is Esther. So he writes, he's holding by printing it, so he dedicated the Sefer to the memory of his mother, so he called the Megillah, her name is Esther. That's what he writes in the introduction. So when we give assessed on the side, quotes from the Rashbates in the Sefer Zohar Harakia, Ufarempis the Rambam, very interesting. He says, Bamedvar Mamurim, when does the Rambam say that if you have one pasuk and it has many surim, that you don't count it many times, you only count it once, and even if there's a chiluk in onshin, this one gets skila, this one gets straight, and this one gets chenik, it's still one avere, the chiluk onshin doesn't make it into chilukim of averes, that's only if all of the onshin are in the same category of nisa. Abol Eishishish is going to be nisa however you slice it, either it's going to be chenik, or it's going to be skila, or it's going to be straight. But if it's nisa, nisa is bezin, then it's minachamuris. Or if you have the pasuk lo sech lo ladam adav saman gimel. So sometimes you get malchus and sometimes you don't get malchus. Okay. So the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam writes that all the lo seches in the Torah are divided into two categories. He says it based on the Yerushalmi. Kalos and chamuris. Chamuris are krisus and nisus bezin, and kalos are those where there's no chorus and no nisus bezin. So if you have a lav of Baal Eish Hashish, and it has three different onshins, sometimes Sveifa, sometimes Chenek, sometimes Skila. But they're all Chamuris. So that counts as one lav, a variety in the onshin. The Abba lav, Lesef La Lada. All the Averis either get punished with Malchus or without Malchus. But you don't have to, sometimes it's Nisa, it's either Malchus or no Malchus. All of the Averis fall under the category of Kalos. But here you have Ephes and Andreikinus, you have a lav, Elokim Lesekalo, that sometimes gets Nisa and sometimes gets Malchus. And Manavshach, what is it? Is it from the Kalos or is it from the Chamuris? So the Rambam says, the Hechreyach, the Torah Shabbatah had a tradition that it's two lavim. You have to break it into two lavim. And the Rambam says the same thing when you get to other psukim. He has a few other. The Rambam has four lavim that he counts twice. The Ramban picks on two of them, and the Mishnah Melech quotes the other two. There are four lavim, if you look in the Sefer Mitzvah, there are four cases where the Rambam counts the same lav twice, and the Megillah Esther gives the same answer on all four. The Torah says that in all four cases they have one thing in common, that sometimes the lav gives Nisa, and sometimes the lav gives Malchus, and that can't be. How can that be that it's ain lav? Manasha, either it's Kalos or it's Kamur. So the answer is, the Rambam holds that it's the halacha, the Torah Shabbat Ten treats it like two lavim. So he says, we got to count it twice in the Sefer Mitzvah. So that's here also. Gemara has a tradition that the word Elohim, Chol, here it's Mamashkol, Elohim. This word Elohim, Loshim Chol, the word Elohim sometimes in Tanakh means Avodizar, this Mamash Avodizar, that's Mamashkol. But even here it's also Chol. So this word Elohim is written three times. Harekam Shlosha Divri Abiyosha, that's how I know that you need the Bezm of Shlosha Smuchim to Gzeilus Achamot.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
There is a Gemara in Moikot, in Eile Megalton. The Gemara says, the Marove, in Eretz Yisrael, they had a practice, in Babel they didn't have. In Eretz Yisrael, the Marove, they had a practice that Nimne Rabbanon, and the Gide, the Tzurv Merabbanon, Lamim Nirashamta. Let's say, sometimes the Talmud Chacham, they bring up the Talmud Chacham to the Barak Kovit, and they see that he did an Avera and deserves an Einish. So how should we give him an Einish? Should we put him in Cherem? Should we rather give him Malchus? So in Babel, they used to sometimes put Rabbanim, Tamin HaChaim, in Chayim. And Eretz Yisrael says they never did that. The Marav and Eretz Yisrael, Nim the Rabbanim, the Bezdin would sometimes have a yeshiva's Bezdin, they would vote Nim, the Omdu the Minim. They would vote to give Malchus to a Tzurim Rabbanim. They would never vote to put him in Chayim. Why is that? Why didn't they want to put him in Chayim? So the Netziv has in his Bila on the Shilt is a very fascinating original interpretation. He says, because in Bimarov they had smuchim. You can only confer smuchim in Eretz. So on Bovel, hardly anybody had any smuchim. So on Bovel, if a Tzurim in the Rabbana, the Tamachachim did not have it, so put him in Cherem, why not? If you put a Balabasachim, put a Tamachachim in Cherem also. But in Eretz Yisrael, if a Tzurim in the Rabbana who had smuchim, did not have it, and he deserves an Einish, if you're going to give him Malchus, it's going to be Gizel Bavera giving a Balabas Malchus. So that's Halacha. Shliach Bezna has a right to give Malchus if it's necessary. But if you're going to put him in Cherem, Cherem means a curse that he should drop dead. That's the Iker word of Cherem. Usually they translate in English, Cherem means excommunication. So the Nesiv says, no, that's the icing on top of the cake. That's not the real word. Cherem, the Iker Adin is a curse that the man should drop dead. And if he ultimately dies, let's say he dies at the age of 105, we attribute dies from old age. No, we attribute his death to the curse of the Bezdin. And we don't observe our Avelus, Shtei Shulchan Aruch. Some words, you don't observe our Avelus, we treat him like Harugi Bezdin. And Bezdin Sofer and the Sarona, they put a big slab of stone on top of the Yaron to demonstrate as if he deserved to get a Noinish Skila. This is Bezdin. And the person who was put into Cheren observed Shiva for himself. Usually when the person is Yeshiva, so the Kroivim observed Avelis, Shiva, Shloshim, whatever. Here, when the Bezdin gave him a curse, they declared that he's a Gavrik Tila, and we expect the curse to be fulfilled. And then the man himself has to observe Avelis for himself. So he says, the Ike Din of Cheren is a curse that the man should die. A klom. The second aspect of Cheren is that he should observe Avelis on himself, that he's a Gavrik Tila. Then he says, the third is ready optional. If they decide to excommunicate him also, they say no one should be mitzar from dominion, you shouldn't give him any aliyahs, you shouldn't be malice children, you shouldn't allow his children to go to cheder. If they want to, they can add that on also. No one should talk to him, you shouldn't walk within his dalaramas. If they want to, they can add that on. If they don't want to, they don't have to add that on. It all depends whether they feel that they're going to gain something or not. But the first step, that's the ikar vort of cheder. So the Netziv says, since the ikar yisoid of cheder is a curse, that the person should die, so if you're going to curse Atam Atsur Mirabonim in Eretz Yisrael, there's a double Aveir. There's an Aveir of Lezikal Acherish, and there's an additional Aveir of Elokim Lezikal, because in Eretz Yisrael they used to have Smicha. There's Man Amaram, they still had Smicha. So he says, that's why the Gemara is Medayik to write the Marova in Eretz Yisrael, Mim Mirabonim, and Agida the Tsur Mirabonim, they would be Limna the Gomer, they would sometimes have a Yeshiva's Bezin to give Malkus Mardis to a Tam Chachm Shechota. But they wouldn't give Cherem, because Cherem means a curse, so why should they violate a double Aveir? Maybe the head of Bezin, that Bezin has the right to curse people, it's allowed. Maybe the only other head to violate one Aveir of cursing, not to violate a double Aveir. That's how the Nesik touches. In Bavel, there was no double Aveir because nobody had any smicha. So just like they can put Cherem, just like they can put a Balabas in Cherem, so they can put a Tamachach in Cherem as well. Anyway, so here the Gemara is also saying that the word Elokim, the Lashon Chayil, is referring to a summon. So the first Tana, Rabbi Yoshi says that it says three times, that's how you know he didn't bezna. Rabbi Yoshi disagrees and he says, Navishan Tchila Nema. This is an unusual midah. We're not so rogal in this midah Shatan of Yashishman, that if you have the same word mentioned many times, like the Gemara has one Tana in Shabbos, says the word Malacha from the beginning of Bereshit till the end of Dvarim. The word Malacha, Malachta, Malacha, appears 39 times, and that's the Malacha for the Lamed Tes Aleph Malachas. So you add up all the times that the word appears. So here also, you add up how many times the word Elokim appears. So he says, just a minute. The first time that it appears, you don't have a number yet. Once it's repeated several times, so then it's an indication that you're supposed to add things up. But the first time it's written, there's no mashmash that you're adding anything up. You're adding 0 plus 1 is 1. So you're not adding anything yet. So Rabbi Yenison says, Na lishon tchila nema vein darshon tchilas. How can you count the first one as the first of the minyan? You can't begin to start counting until you see that it's written a second time. So the second time you start adding up. So Rabbi Yenison is going to come to the same conclusion, but slightly differently. So Rabbi Yenison says, no. The first one you don't count. Elo, the second one counts. Ad Elohim Yavadu Hashnei Marikan Echa. Shashi Elohim Marikan Shnai. How do you know you need a Bezin of three? Because we have a cloud and Bezin Shokul. You cannot constitute a Bezin with an even number of Dayan. You always have to have a Bezin Naita, a Bezin with an odd number of Dayan. So you shouldn't have a tie. You should be able to break the tie with the extra member of the Bezin. And Bezin Shokul. Masif Malan Harikan Shloshim. So the Gemara says, what are they fighting about? Should I say that this is the Machlokes of the Darshan Tchilas and this Midrash Atem Reshet that we're so not Rogalin? Then you add up how many times the word appears. Should I say, and does Bashtek the Machlek, his name of the Darshan Tchilas come with Miki? The Mar Sava, the first time of Yoshi, holds Darshan Tchilas, and only the second time of Hokkah. The Mar says, no, not necessarily so. You could say that even Rabbi Yoshi, the first time also agrees in general, in another case, Karnos, Basukas, maybe by the Malacha, Malacha, maybe also he agrees that Ein Darshan Tchilas, the first time the word appears in Chumash, you don't add it on. You only start adding on from the second time on, but over here it's different. Because why does it say this whole word is such a strange word? We use the word Elokim to mean a Dayan some of them. Elokim usually means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or it means Avodah Zarah. But to say that it goes on a Dayan some of it's very unusual. Habazak, that's what it sometimes means. But isn't it unusual? It could have said Nikab al Hash. How does it say? The first plus it goes Nikab al Bais al Hashem. Let it say Nikab al Bais al Hashem. Nikab al Bais al Dayan. The act, the etzem usage of the term Elohim as opposed to Dayan HaShefet, that itself is already a dead giveaway that you should start counting from the first one. That's what the Gemara suggests. No, you don't have to say this is the Machlokes. You don't have to say Rabbi Yoshiya disagrees and holds Darshan Tchilas. Ken, Takizam Kul Yama, Ein Darshan Tchilas. Abba'amalach Rabbi Yoshiya. Yoshiya says, no, why does it say the first? Such a strange Lashon. In Ken, Why does it use the word Elohim? Such an unusual usage. Is Taki correct? Okay. And Rabbi Yonatan says no. He doesn't see that the usage of the term Elohim is so unusual. And the only reason why he needs the third dying is because Ein Gezem Shofar. So Allah Almighty goes said the same thing, that you need the Natar Shlosh Smuchim by Din Torah of Zeros Vechavolos. They just argued whether you only have two in the Chumash and I know the third one based on Ein Gezem Shofar. Or there is no such thing as Ein Gezem Shofar. I need Pesukim for 1, 2, and 3. I need Pesukim for each one. Beg the Gemara, you mean there's no Din of Ein Gezem Shofar? It's the Apostle. Beg the Gemara. Rabbi Yoshia lays lay bezin noita. I mean, he doesn't believe in that din. Bahatani, we have a brayso of bezin. No shadir segulim. I'm not am lama linta zacharam lahatoyis. That's the mashmos of the pasuk. Hatoyra omra aselach bezin noita. The pasuk sounds like it's telling you every bezin, whenever you constitute a bezin should always have an odd number of dayanim in order that you should be able to break the tie. You're going to have an even number. You may have a tie. So you have a trick out of the pasuk. And for the gemara, no. The first Tana Rabbi Yoshi holds like the Tana in the Mishnah. It was a machlokes, we didn't see it. In the Mishnah, and they summon out in this sort, there's a bezin of 3, and sometimes there's a bezin of 7, by Igor Ashono, sometimes there's a bezin of 10, by Kidin Hegdish, and sometimes there's a bezin of 23, and then sometimes you need a bezin of Roman. How many members were there in the bezin of Roman? So that's a machlokes hatanai. Rabbi Yudah says there were 70, and the Chachamim, because Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Esvul Yishivim Yishan Shehidai Tikeim Zikni HaMashiach, you gather 70 Talmidei Chachamim. So the Chachamim say, well, gather together with yourself, you with the 71. And Rabbi Yudah says, no, the 70 had the din of Sanhedrin. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Goy. He wasn't part of the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin was 70. So you see that Rabbi Yudah is a Tana in the Mishnah, he says that the Bezna God only had 70. So you see that he denies the whole existence of the din of Bezin Naita. He doesn't require Bezin Naita. So that's what the Gemara says. Sovalaki Rabbi Yudah di Rama Shivi. The Tana Rabbi Yoshua who denies that there's such a din and you need a Bezin Naita. He says nothing wrong with having an even on Bezin. He holds like Tana Rabbi Yudah who holds the parish line that the Bezin Naita will have 70. So the Gemara, Rasvat Sushtalagos. Aim in the Shamas Lay Rabbi Yudah Bezin Hadri Gdailah. It's not true, and what proves it? Rabbi Yudah agrees and every other bezin in the world that it has to be an odd number of dayan. The only one exception to the rule is bezin agor. Why? Because that's the way the psukim read. That's where the shidimish. So the bezin agor said, what's the hezber agor? Why should that be so? So the Rabbi explained on this Gemara an interesting comment. So you look in the Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Rambam quotes in the precept in Sanhedrin that there are two differences between the Bezin HaGadol and the Bezin HaChav Gimel, the Sanhedrin Tana. Ram has one difference, the Sanhedrin Tana only convenes on weekdays. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's Aloha, Mishnah, and Beitza, Ein Donim. There's a Gzera, Ein Donim, Shem HaYichtov. You're not allowed to have a court case, because they always have to have a court stenographer to keep records, to make sure they don't forget what the proceedings were. So there's a Gzera, there are Donim, Ein Donim, Shabbos and Yom Tov, Gzera, Shem HaYichtov. The Bezin HaGadol did mean on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Ramon quotes at the set. There's one chiluk. Another chilek the Rambam writes is, also at the Sefta, that a Bezin of Chav Gimel only meets, they daven up Shabbos, whatever, and then after Shabbos they meet until Chatzos, and that's it. That's a quarter's adjournment. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, quarter's adjournment. Bezin HaGadol sits until the evening. So what does this chilek indicate? So that's all H.E. quoted indicates that the nature of the Bezin HaGadol is in Gansan and Andavor. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim tells you, he writes the following, that the Bezin HaGadol should be Shalayim Heim Iker Torah Shebal Peh. They are the Balei HaMaser, they are for the purpose of transmitting the Maser. So you get the impression from the Rambam that the Bezin HaGadol is not really basically a Bezin, it's really a Kolel. It's the international Kolel of Kol Yisrael. They are for the purpose of sitting and learning the Hasmada Meruba, the Stam of the Chavrusa, so it's better to have an even number Bezin. So usually it's more uncomfortable to have a Chavrusa of 3, to have a Chavrusa of 2. So this Tana of Yudah holds the Bezin HaGadol, he can see that it can be 70. Because the Iker role of the Bezin HaGadol, how often do they have a case of a Nevi HaShekel? How often was there an Irani Dapas? When they need a Bezin HaGadol? Very rare, once in a Yoivon. So what do they have to convene every day? Shabbos and Yom Tov. How many cases do you have that need a Bezin HaGadol? If there's a Shver HaShailus, then they refer to the Bezin HaGadol. Didn't happen so often that there was a Shver HaShailus. So really, what was the purpose of that? Bezin HaGadol was a Kailo. The Kerala has to sit and learn Shabbos and Yom Tov also. They don't do warfare. A bezin that's only for the purpose of being dan, a court, of law. So ain't done in Shabbos for young, because so they don't convene at all. What are they going to convene if they can't judge any cases? But the bezin agadol is supposed to be a koyol, hain ikatar shabbat peh. That's for the purpose of sitting and learning and transmitting the masa. So that's why they have longer hours. They have to sit and learn ad ho erev from the morning to the stomach and have a lunch break. But they're supposed to sit in the bezna, in the lishkas hagozes all day long and learn. And they're supposed to convene in shops and yom tov as well. That's why the Rav suggested that there is on the famous kasha of the Maral Mikra. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the Seder HaMasar has always two names. These two kibbutz mehem they receive from the earlier generation. So the Gemara says in Chagiga, I think, that the two names that are mentioned, Hilo B'Shama kibbutz mehem, or Shmai Rachman kibbutz mehem, so long as the Yabdes. So the Rambam comments in the Pirush HaMishnayos on Shmai V'Avtalya, they were Gaelic. Because the Gemara says that the Mishnah in Adias, they couldn't pronounce Hebrew well. So they originally were Nochrek, and they weren't used to speaking like a Baal Teshuva. A lot of times the Baal Teshuva in Yeshiva, of course you can't pronounce Hebrew well. So the Gemara seems to imply the Shmai V'Avtalya were Gaelic, and that's why they couldn't pronounce Hebrew well. So the Tosfos Yontif on Pirkei Avos and that Mishnah, Shmai V'Avtalya quotes, he's in common of the Maral Mikra, he was the Rav in Prague after the Maral Mikra. So he quotes the Kasha from the Maral Mikra, how can it be that they were Gaelic? If the Rav says, we learned already the Din Alam, and Rav, I think, a Gaelic cannot be appointed a member of a Sanhedrin of Gimel, because that's an Isser of Sarare. You're not allowed to appoint a Gaelic to a position of Sarare. So if you can't be a member of Bezna, how can it be a member of Bezna Gadol? That's more Sror. It's like a Sror over Gans Kavis. It's like a Pele. How can the Ramam assume? Shmai V'Avtalya again, it's impossible. So this leads the Tosfos Yontif to believe that it's not like the Ramam, that they were actually Gerim. They were descendants from Gerim. So they were brought up. Their parents were Bali children. So the parents spoke as a Russian woman. The parents couldn't speak in good Hebrew. So that's why as little children, they're brought up on speaking a poor Hebrew. That's where the test is done to quotes in the name of the Ramah Khan. So our salvation wanted to farem for this Ramam Sakatella. If the gear can't be appointed to be a member of the Sanhedrin Tano, because that's considered Sarara, how can you appoint him a member of the Sanhedrin? So he says, Sanishkin Kavachamim. He says the main purpose of the Bezna Gadol is not so much to judge a Novi Asheker with an ear and a is not even to pass Kushayla so much. The main purpose is Akkoimu. So you take the 70 best, most promising people in Paiso, Caesar's any Gay, Caesar's any Yidi. You take the best Kamina Chacham. If a case will come up that there'll be an ear and a or a case will come up that you have to pass and upstart to Paiso, then they'll have to ask this Gay to please step down. We have to have somebody else for the vote. You can't serve as a member. Because the issue of psak and the nevidachas, the issue of psak, even in a psak and the Shabbos, that should be binding for all of us, so that's already a nina sor. But the main role of the Bez Magal is not so much a law. They can't keep on with the Devil and Mishnah, the Kamp of Ali Salam once in a while. But mainly, the purpose of the Bez Magal is for sitting and learning. So the dance is a different thing. So that's perhaps the Kavanah of the Gemara here on Gimel on the days. But the Gemara says, Afila Reputed says that Bez Magal is a Bezn Shakul. It's 70, it's not 71. Not that Rav Yudah likens up and guns from the whole din of Bezna Gadol. No, only Bezna Gadol he does not. Because the main purpose, the main function of Bezna Gadol is not so much to come to a psak. The main function is like the Rambam writes there, Talaf Allah Alaf and Hilchas Mamrim, that the Bezna Gadol should be Shalayim Hein Iker Masura of Torah Shabbat Peh, and Iker HaHairoh. It's to sit and learn and transmit the Masura. So that other Abbe may even be better if it's an even number. They should sit and learn the Chavrusa, rather than have a Chavrusa of three. Sometimes easy to have a chavrusa of two. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's Rav Yudah's shita. The Tana Rav Yudah holds only, you only allow Bezin Shokul and Bezin Agor. But this Tana Rav Yoshia is even more than Rav Yudah. He holds that you never need a Bezin Leit. The Gemara says, he also agrees. I believe now the next week we'll have to study. The Gemara says, Rav Yoshia sometimes does admit it. That you need a bezin item. We'll have to discuss that also. The next tikkun tomorrow on Gimel on this. Yeah, Frank is on bezin. It never was. Yeah. So what do you need a bezin item for if it's never going to come up? So it must be that it's some other purpose, some other function. In this week's schedule, we have in Vayela, the Rebbeinu Shalom tells us that a time will come in history when Echi has to ask the Shana by Yom Avoa Kol HaRoa Asher Rosh to Shana El Elohim HaKam HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish us and we will be in a state of Hester Pani. So many misunderstand this concept of Hester Pani. To me, that they're a chukia teva. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is noyig that Klal Yisrael has a hazav lamayim min ateva. Yeah, the Amalekites, he has a hazav lamayim min ateva. Baruch Hashem gets angry, so he turns away from us and he leads us into the hands of teva. So whatever will happen, will happen. There's more hashgacha pratis. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't give hashgacha pratis equally to everybody. There's more hashgacha pratis to a tzaddik than there is to a adam beinoni. So the pasha pshat, people assume that when Bnei Yisrael sins, he's gone to Elohim Acher, the Baruch Hu is angry, so he's going to walk away. He won't give any hashgacha pratis. So many Gedolim say that that's not the pshat in the pasuk. Not the pshat at all. The Gemara in the first parak in Chagiga has an agadah. There was a debate between an Achitoris and one of the Amoraim. And they had, the Gemara has a modern agadah. They had in the first parak, they had a debate in the presence of the Melech. And the debate was in pantomime. Instead of saying words to the debate was by acting out, by a play. So the Achitoris, so the Melech is sitting, he didn't understand the cloud what the whole debate was. He didn't understand the whole theology, the philosophy, what's going on. So the Apikoyer looked at the rabbi, looked at the Amoira, and he turns his back and he walks away. That's his shita. He presented his philosophy of life. And the Amoira raises his hand and he goes like this. That's the Apikoyer. So the Melech didn't understand anything, so he asked the Apikoyer, what did you say, what did he say? So the Apikoyer says, I know what I said, I don't know what he said. They explained to the Melech what he said was, look, you have to ask the father by Yom HaHom. What do the Jews want? They're not the Yamanites anymore. That's what many say that the meaning were the original Christians. So the Christians said that since the Jews didn't accept those Elohim, so we lost our status as the Yamanites, and they are now the Yamanites. That's what they hold. They are the Yamanites. We are no longer the Jews. They're the real Jews. They're the Yamanites. So he walked away from the Apotheos, the men. The Christians walked away, turned his back, he walked away, the bind is lost. You're not the Yamanites anymore. So the Melech says, and what, he doesn't know what he was going to say. So yes, the rabbi separately, quietly, what did he say, what did he say? He says, he said, you're not the Amorites, but here the Amorites understood it. And I gave him the answer. The pasuk says, oh, you're the Tuya, the Rabbi Shalom keeps on punishing us. What happened in the Holocaust? The Holocaust was a Hester Pana. In the Holocaust was a Hester Pana. The Rabbi Shalom left everything for Teva. In the history of the world, such a thing never happened. There never was such a thing. It wasn't that he left it up to Teva. It was worse. It was worse than it ever happened to any other nation. Like the Pesukim say, that's such a crazy thing that happened. But that's when he says, oh, you're going to tell you, Hester Pana doesn't mean the Rabbi Shalom leaves everything up to Teva, he walks away. Hester Pana means that he's hiding, makes his Mina Harak, he's hiding from behind the door. We can't see his face. But he's watching the whole time. And he's pulling all the strings behind the scenes. He's doing what he wants. For some strange reason, he wants to punish us. He doesn't let us see him. He doesn't let us see the action. But the haraya that is still watching us, that's the onshima, so severe. Mama showed you on the tree that itself is a riot that has to punish us with me. That he's leading us up to look at that. I am not on the tree. He punishes us much more than he punished anybody else. The Pasuk in Echad says, Habitu Uru, Yesh Machos, Kamachos. If such a thing ever happened to any other nation. So the Gemara tells the end of the story was that the Melech, kind of to the Apikoyer, if you don't understand sign language, so why do you have a quick with the debate in my church? I don't understand anything. The Melech said, I don't understand your passion, I understand the Rabbi's there. But you had a quick with, you were debating in pantomime, and my church said, you don't understand the sugar. So the Gemara says that he killed the Melech, killed Apikoyer, and he led the Rabbi with him. But that's how the Mepharshim say that that's the shot. In the pasuk, it has to punish us now, because the prophet leaves it up to Teva. But it rather means that he's hiding, he's making, you know, Iraq is hiding behind the scenes. And he's in control of everything. And we don't, because he's hiding, because we don't understand why in the world he runs things like that. Why did he allow such a thing to happen? Not why did he allow it, why did he cause it to happen? Not that he allowed it to happen, why did he cause such a thing to happen? Basically, we don't understand, but it doesn't mean that, it, that he left it.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah. .com